You know, we're watching a game which somebody will be crowned the champion. But, you know, we need to be champions for God. In 1 Corinthians 9:24 through 27, New International Version, do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the game goes into the strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. Therefore, I do not run like a man running aimlessly. I do not fight like a man beating the air. No, I beat my body and make it my slave, so that after I preach to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize. Now, what most people don't understand is that Paul was talking about the runners and so forth of the Grecian games, and they would run to get some kind of laurel little deal that they put on their head. You know, today they get a gold medal or a bronze medal or a silver medal. But you know what? You just don't say, okay, I'm going to go run in this race and win. I ran track in high school. You know, in fact, I had the privilege of running. I ran for Canyonville Bible Academy out of Canyonville, Oregon. It's a boarding school, my junior year in high school. I had the privilege of running in the state track meet in May 1957. But you know what? We just didn't all pile in a car and go up to Eugene to the state track meet in May. You know, there was preparation time. Long time before we ever had a track meet, there was preparation. We started out in February. And the coach, although we were sprinters and so forth, but he made us run with the cross-country team. Our school said here, right behind the school was a mountain. And you run up over that mountain and down the other side, and you come out on the highway about 5 miles out of town. And then you run back to town and then through town, back to the campus. And then the cross-country guys didn't have to do it, but all of us sprinters did. The minute we hit the school and hit the track there, we had to sprint that 440-yard track. I mean, it was in the yards in those days. It's in the meters now. But, you know, we prepared ourselves so we could run. These guys that you see on this screen playing, they just didn't get here. These guys started playing football when they were kids. And once they even get to this level, these past 2 weeks, they have been in preparation for this game. They have watched film. They have watched the tendencies of the different players, how they react in certain situations. They look at all kinds of different things. And, you know, they have to have a regimen of eating right, practicing the fundamentals. You know, we need to realize that preparation time is never wasted time. Our preparation is reading the Word of God, praying. You know, if you want your performance to be better on the field, then you have to prepare off of the field, before the game. All of you know that Cameron, my grandson, Craig's oldest son, Craig has three sons, most of you know, Cameron, Blake, and Skyler. And he drives those dirt cars, sprint cars. And there's a saying that the race is won in the garage. The race is won in the garage. It's not won, but it's the preparation. Making sure that everything on that car is ready for the race. You see, then you have to make preparation. You got to be ready. But then you have to perform. You know, I mean, we can do everything and get that car ready, but if he is not ready to perform and drive in the car, if these guys, they can do all the preparation they want, but if they don't get on the field and perform, they're not going to win. You know, now what we got to realize, each player on a team like that has a certain function. Everybody can't play every position. So you got to learn where your position is and fulfill that position. You see, I preach. And I know that's what I do. But I am not going to get up there and try to play that, whatever that thing is called, or sing, that keyboard, or sing. That's not what I do. You would say that if you heard me too. But I want to tell you, see, you have to prepare yourself for what you do. Whether it's preaching, whether it's being an usher, whether it's being involved in the church in some other capacity, the performance is the preparation has to be there, but you can have all the preparation in the world and never get involved, never be involved in performance. You know, your performance in the kingdom of God determines whether or not someone may enter into eternal life with Jesus Christ. You know, I mean, in May 1957, we ran in the state track meet, the 880-yard dash. Each one of us ran our leg. Three of us performed. One of us didn't. I had prepared. Dick had prepared. Ben had prepared. Lanky, he wasn't ready. Dick started off the race. He gave me the baton. I give it to Lanky. I was in first place. And I watched him lose it all. And then he gave it to Ben. That blue-eyed, blonde-headed Swede took off like he shot out of a gun. He did everything he could to get us back. But we only got back to sixth place. First place got the medal around their neck, and, you know, in second place, third place. Fourth place got a medal, pinhole medal. Fifth place got one of these huge, big old deals. You know, it's a rosette, I think they call it, big round, and then it's got the deals, the streamers coming down. And sixth place got nothing. We were so close that all six guys, there was, what, eight teams running, but the six guys that were up close, you could throw not a queen, but a double bed size blanket over those six guys. We were 1/100th of a second out of fifth place. We all had, the three of us had prepared. I would go out there and run extra 220, because each one of us run 220 yards. We all had prepared. He said, I got it made. I can do it. You know, I can. Well, when it come time to perform, he didn't perform. We should have won. And you see, as a church, we're all in this together. And everybody has to prepare and everybody has to perform. If we don't, we can't accomplish. You have to prepare yourself, and then you have to perform in your own personal life with God. And then there's something that you need if you're going to be a champion, and that's perseverance. You know, if you talk to any of those guys on that screen, they've fought hard. They've fought hardship. They've had to endure. They've had to persevere in the good times and the bad times. You know, adversity is not a respecter of person. You know, I'm here today after 60 some odd years of ministry because I prepared. I did my best to perform to the best of my ability. When I was playing sports, I never walked onto a baseball field. I never walked onto a basketball court. I never walked onto a football field or stepped on a track that I didn't give it all I had. When I minister to people, I give it everything I got. Somebody said, well, that wasn't much. Well, it's all I had for that day. But to get to where I am, I've had to persevere through a lot of stuff. In your Christian life, if you're going to get to be successful in your Christian life, you're going to have to persevere. Because the enemy wants to derail you. He wants to get you sidetracked. He wants you to not have all the benefits and the blessings that God has for you. You know, Paul said that these runners, they ran for a corruptible crown. But as Christians, we are running for a crown that lasts forever. You know, if you ask these guys that are here playing on this, you ask me when I was running, was the prize worth it? Yes, it was worth all the preparation. It's worth all of the performance. It's worth all the perseverance. You see, is God's prize worth it? Is it worth the preparation time that you put into it? You know, Brother John there, he's a retired minister. In fact, my dad preached a couple of meetings for him up there in, Indiana several years ago, back in the 70s, I guess it was. Yeah. You know, he and I both, he went to seminary. I just went to Bible college. But we had to prepare. And I'm going to tell you one thing. It's not any fun sitting in your room reading Strong Systematic Theology book with print that's that small and when you get into some of that theology stuff, it's a lot of it's abstract thinking in the first place. And my dad told me, he said, son, just learn what you got to pass the test and then forget about it. And that's about all the good that some of it is. But now there's some of it that's good. And I've tried to retain that, you know, we all need to have as much sense as an old cow. Now, some of y'all don't know what I'm talking about because you've never been on the farm. But if you got a cow and I don't know what it is now, but used to when we bale that hay and that hay baler go along there, it'd pick up sticks and bottles and rocks and everything else. And you throw the hay out there. And that cow eat the hay and he leaves all that junk. And then you got to take a rake and go out there and rake it up and take the scoop and get it out. Anybody know what I'm talking about? I got one person know what I'm talking about. Oh, Wayne know what I'm talking about. He used to say to people, he said, have as much sense as an old cow when somebody's preaching. Eat the hay and leave the sticks. You know, It's worth every hour of preparation. It's worth every hour of performance that you put in. I mean, I'm not trying to be any flowers on me, but when I finished the 24th of December, 2018, at the church with the Carol's Candlelight Communion Service, that was my 164th time to preach in 2018, not counting teaching in the Bible school to 16 weeks. I don't count that. I don't write that down. Every time I speak, I keep a log of where I spoke, what I spoke on. And, you know, hey, that's the performance you have to have. You have to persevere. Did I feel like going in all those crusades? No. But that's what I've got to do if I'm going to do what God has asked me to do and perform at the best of my ability. All of us can win the prize of the high calling in Christ, but it's going to take us pressing into God and then pressing on. You know, that's what I preached this morning, pressing in and pressing on. You know, Paul says that he pressed into God, but Paul said that he pressed on. So if you want to be a champion, you just don't become a champion because you sit at a table and decide you want to be a champion. You become a champion because you prepare, you perform, and you persevere. That's the same thing with God. You know, prepare yourself to live for God like you should. Perform like God wants you to perform by believing Him and trusting Him in everything. And then persevere through all of the stuff that the enemy will throw at you because he wants you not to be what God wants you to be. But if you can be the champion for God, say it with me, champions. It's up to you. It's not up to God. I had a coach stand in front of us one time and he said, "Boys, I can tell you, I can take you on the field, I can practice you, but it's up to you whether we win the game or not." God has already done everything he has for us. He gives us His word. He can show us how to live. But it's up to us to do it. Heavenly Father, I thank you today for all of these, our members. Father, I pray that each of us will get a hold of the fact that we have to continually prepare, we have to continually perform, and we have to continually persevere until that day that we all go home. I thank you for ministering to each of us in our own way. In Jesus' name, amen. I trust you got something out of that, but just a few little thoughts I had. I don't know where we are at halftime. We're nowhere near done. Well, I am done. No. So, hey, go get some more dessert or go get some more whatever. All right. It's still back there. If you leave here hungry, it's your own fault. God bless.